Welcome to Shomar Shalom on the Daf, where I'm Sochim Daf and Base. The Gemara in Mudalef, towards the top of the page, brings the concept that Ma'arova and Eretz Yisrael mimdu anegido de Beirav veloy mimnu ashamto. They get together to punish a rabbi, a tebechochem, with anegido, with malchus, but not with a shamto, with a nidui. Nidui, the Gemara is basically saying, is a much greater, a much higher punishment than a malchus, than hurting someone in his body. And this really corresponds to what Rabbeinu Yonah brings in Shaar Teshuva, that the worst thing that a person can have is that if they call him, he gets the shame, the name of a Rasha. Shamto means that they call a person a Rasha, he's been nidui, because they give him Hashem, they give him a name, that's Shamto, a special name called a Rasha. The worst thing is to have your name associated with Rasha. A person is willing to suffer physical pain, but that his name will be suffering, that's the worst thing. And this really connects to the Mishnah in Ovis that tells us there's three Ksarim, there's three grounds. But Kesa Shemtoiv Oyla Al Gabayim, the name of a person, the good name, is the greatest attribute a person can have. The Maharal explains that the shame, the name, is the most spiritual thing a person has. Every other thing, even when he has Torah, has to do with his physical body as well. But a name is a spiritual concept of the Adam. When the name gets ruined, then it's the most severe punishment possible. So I saw the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron says it, in the end of Drashas and Rosh Hashanah, he says this idea, that's the reason here in the Gemara they were so careful about not to punish somebody with the Shamto. Because a Shamto is ruins someone's name in the world. It's better to cause somebody to suffer a physical pain than to cause him a spiritual, everlasting pain, even if it's only a Shamto of temporary. But a shame of a person, if that gets ruined, that's a much more severe punishment, and therefore Malchus is preferable. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavah, email us to WhatsApp group. Please email shomachshava@gmail.com.